you're holding daf yud beis on the beis on top that Rav Sheshes kikora, when Rav Sheshes used to bow down, kora kichizra, he would bow down like a reed, and kikazok, if he would stand up again, zoka kichyura, he would raise himself like a snake. Rashi said kichyuzim min shevet biyadodom v'choytakap imatu v'sachas. When he bowed down, it's like a reed in a person's hand. He bowed down at one shot. And when Zokov would stand up again, like a snake, Rashi says, Benachas, slowly, Roisha Tchil's head would pick up first, Vyachakar then his body. Shletira Kriyosolov Kumas, it shouldn't look like it was hard for him to bow down. That's what Rosh Hashanah said in Moedim. Talimor says, V'yoma Rabba Bar Chinano, Saba Mishmei the Rav. Chinano, the older one, said in the name of Rav, that Kol Hashana Kulu, the whole year, how do we daven Shemoneh Esrei? Ode mispar lo kel hakodesh. We end the third bracha. We say ho kel hakodesh, the way we say it. And then in the middle we say melech oyer tzedako mishpat. It means in the bracha of Hashiva Shefteinu Kvar Rishayno, we end off melech oyer tzedako mishpat. Mora says the chutz niasor yom sheben Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, excluding these 10 days that starts from Rosh Hashanah and ends on Yom Kippur, Shemispaval HaMelech HaKodesh. In the third bracha, instead of saying HaKel HaKodesh, we have to say HaMelech HaKodesh. And also in the bracha of Hashiva, we have to say VihaMelech HaMishpat. That's Halacha, the way we do it. For Reb Lezer, Lezer says Afilu Amo HaKel HaKodesh Yot. He also know, even if a person would make a mistake and say HaKel HaKodesh during the Asaros Yomim, Asaros Shemei Tshuva, still you would be Yotzo. Shneim the pasuk says, "Va'yigba Hashem tzavokos ba'mishpat, puyokel hakodesh nitash b'tzadka." So see the pasuk says, "Okel hakodesh," and we dash in aimless side. When is it considered "Va'yigba Hashem tzavokos ba'mishpat"? When is the Kodesh Baruch Hu raised like a mishpat at the time of His judgment? We have to say, "Elu, these are asor yom, these 10 days, Shem Rosh Hashanah Aviyad Yom Kippur from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur." Or come until the pasuk says, "Okel hakodesh," that you could say, "Okel hakodesh." That's the shita of Reb Elezer. Mora says, Mehevelo, what's the maskana, what's the locha? Do we hold you yotzef, you say HaKel HaKodesh or not? Some Reb Yosef Yosef says, HaKel HaKodesh, HaMelech HaKodesh, Mishpat. You also would be yotzef. Rav says, no, HaMelech HaKodesh, we have to say HaMelech HaKodesh, and VeHaMelech HaMishpat. V'yichos HaKarabba, means Rabba, Rabba says this, and not locha like Rabba. Therefore, we know the locha is, that by HaKel HaKodesh, if by mistake during the Aseres Yom, somebody said HaKel HaKodesh instead of HaMelech HaKodesh, he has to say Shemoneh Esrei over again. However, by the bracha of Hashiva, even though Lechilu was supposed to say HaMelech HaMishpat, but still here we pass him, somebody by mistake said Melech Oyer Tzedakah Mishpat, also he's Yoytzah. Because the Maisa, you're saying the word Melech and Mishpat in this also. Just the Lechilu is supposed to just say HaMelech HaMishpat. The Gemara says, "V'yoma Rabba Bachinano Saba, the older one, Mishmei the Rabba again, the name of Rab. It's a memory over again, another memory. That called She'ef Shelor Levakish Rachma Machaveroy. Whoever has the possibility to daven for his friend is in sorrow, his friend is sick. V'yena Mavakish, who did not daven to Hashem for him, is Nikra Choita. For that alone, you call the Choita. It's a terrible chet that Yechaver is in sorrow and sar, and you don't daven for him." The apostle says in Shmuel, "Gam anoichi chalilu mechatoy l'Hashem, mechadol l'spar lo biyadchem." The chas v'shom, it shouldn't be considered a sin for me if I did not daven for you. So you see, if you did not daven for somebody, it's considered a chet. The Yom Rav and Rav says, "Im tamachochem, if this person is a tamachochem, that's sick, then tzorach sheyich la'atzmi olav." But you have to daven to Hashem so much that even you yourself become like sick, you yourself become ill from either feeling bad about Yechavr or davening, for davening so much. So, Sheikh Latzmalov, my time, what's the reason? You let me, if you want to tell me, Mishum, the Siddur Potter says in Shmuel, V'yein choylo mikem olay, like at time is, nobody's, none of you are sick because of me, mashma, they should have been sick upon it because of him. V'yein goyles oznai, and nobody's listening. Samara says, V'dilma Meloshani, they were talking about Shoal, so maybe it's different, maybe for the Melech it's different, maybe for the Melech you have to daven, and people have to get sick for him. What's the right for a regular person? Elam Yoch, from this Pasik, V'ani b'chaloysam l'vushi. Means it says in the Pasik over there that when they were sick, he made himself a fast, and he put himself at the tzar, and he davened very much. So you see, he's supposed to be like Yichlatzmoy to daven to Hashem for Yichaber, especially if Yichaber is a Talmud Chochem. Rashi says, "Zochik yasin nevim Talmud Chochemu v'tzorach l'rachmim." And that person, that Talmud Chochem, these rachmim, is tzorach sheyichlatzmolov. Im Talmud Chochemu zesh tzorach l'rachmim tzorach sheyichlachaver ratzmolov. Says the Chaloisom. So David like was becoming sick because he had a bit sick because they were sick. It bothered him so much that he also became sick. Now again, the Yomar Rabo Bachinino, Saba the older one, Mishmei the Rabbi name of Rav. That Koloi said Varaveru umizvayis. Someone that does not vary, doesn't sin. Umizvayis lady feels bad about it. He feels bad. He's embarrassed about it. He's beliboy. He's embarrassed. So locher is mochel lo al kol avonais of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mochel forgives him for all his avirus. That's the side of tshuva, to have embarrassment, to feel bad what you did. Shneimer brings around the pasuk says in Yecheskel l'man tiskeri v'avoyshti. They should remember the way I had embarrassment. Lo yilochoy pischem peh. You should not be able to open the mouth up against me anymore. Mefnei kli mosecho, because you were embarrassed. Be'kapri l'chol l'chol asher v'sis miyum Hashem l'kim. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu was meichel them for their averus. You see, since they were embarrassed, Hashem was meichel them. Smor says, no, dil matzi b'shani, there was a tzibur. It's maybe it's chus tzibur is that way. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu is meichel a tzibur, if the tzibur feels bad, has busha. But maybe by yoch it's not that way. Smor says, el miyoch, I bring a proof from this posik. It says a posik in Shmuel, that v'ayoy mesh Shmuel el shol, that Shmuel said to Shaul, Lo moharag satoni lahalos oisi. Like when Shaul was in a problem, he didn't have anybody to ask, so he went to the oiv there, the Baal oiv, to the Isha, and he had to bring up Shmuel. And when he brought up Shmuel, Shmuel was angry and said, what do you bring me up for? Vayoyma Shaul, and Shaul said, I'm in problems right now. Oh, Plishtim, the Plishtim are fighting against me. Vashem, Sormel, Hashem went away from me. Leononi doesn't answer me. I daven to Hashem, and Hashem doesn't answer me. Leononi oid, gam bir ha-neviim, gam b'chalaymas v'ekru l'cho, and I tried by the neviim and the chalaymas, nobody helped me. Therefore, v'ekru l'cho, I'm calling to you, Lord Yeni, to help me out, to know whether I'll have hatzlocha or not, will I win this mechom or not. Moesa, what should I do? So that's what Shaul said to Shmuel. But the Gemara says, v'ilu urm v'tumim lo'komar. It does not say that Shaul asked from the Urim Betumim first if we be Masliach or not. Why not? See, the answer is because Shaul was embarrassed what he did. Mishum dekat le'lenoiv irakanim. Because Shaul killed out on Noiv, the city of all the Kanim. And therefore he felt bad to go to ask the Urim Betumim was one of the boys why the Kanim. So you see, since he was embarrassed, therefore he had a Mechila. But the question is though still, Uminayim, the Yachilulay min Shemayim. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu min Shemayim, from Shemayim, they were Meichlim, they forgave him? Shneim the Apostle says that by Yomer Shmuel Ashol, that Shmuel said back to Shoy Shino, Omochor Ato Vinchimi, tomorrow you and your children will be with me. What does it mean? Tomorrow means you're going to be maced tomorrow. But it says, Lashon of Imi, with me, and we darshin, for Yomer Rabbi Yechon, what it meant to say was, Imi, the Mechitzos, they'll be in my Mechitzos. So that's the rather Kodesh Baruch was Meichel Shmuel. Meichel Shaul. You see, since he felt dead, that's the Raya, they were Meichelim. The Gemara says, Rabbonin Amar Rabbonin Sayin Yochum Nisposik. Rabbonin Sarvri Mihocha Shemina Dechilu. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch was Meichel Shaul from this Posik? Says the Posik in Shmuel, for Hekanum Lashem, hung him up. Begivoy Shaul, Bechir Hashem, the Bechir Hashem. So Yotz Basko came out of the Yom and said, "Bichir Hashem, that Shaul is considered a chosen one of Hashem, meaning that he had a mechila. Like Kodesh Baruch was mechilim on the chet of killing out the ear of Noiv Akshakahanim. Since now he was embarrassed about it." The Gemara says, "Omer Bavua Bazutrisi, Omer Rav Yehuda Bazvidom, that Bikshu Lekvoya Pashes Bolot Bekrishma." Chazal wanted to make a tekona that when we say Krishma every day, we should also put in there Parshas of Bolak. We'll soon see why. But the Gemara says, "Umifnei ma loy kavu." How come they were not kaveya? We know we do not say Parshas Bolak. during Krishna. Mishum Torah Tzibur would be too much of a bother for the Tzibur to do it. But otherwise, it would have been in place to say Parshas Bolak during Krishna. The question is, my time, what's the reason? What's the Havamin? Why? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum Nesir, because the Pasuk says the Chsiv Bo, it says in the Parshas of Bolak. Keol Moitzim in Mitzrayim, because Baruch took us out of Mitzrayim. And we know in the Ninyan of Krishna, it's Al-Sechathias Mitzrayim. It's more as if so, Lema Parshas Ribis. Parshas Mishkolas. There are a lot of Parshas in the Torah. Parshas are not taking ribis interest. Rosh Mishkolas to have the right weights to weigh things right. Tichsibim, and here in the Parshas it says, Yisias Mitzrayim. So why dafka the Parshas Bolak? Ela rather Amar Reb Yosi Bar Avin. Mishum Tichsibim, it says like this. Tichsibim Bahai Kruah says this passage in Parshas Bolak that Korah, Shochav, Kari, they went down to go to sleep like a lion. When they wake up like a lovey, like a young lion. Rashi says, Korah Shachav means a domi lebeshich shach becho over kumecho. Shach Korah Shbochu Shemrein, or Korah Shbochu watches us. Bishachvein when we go to sleep, over kumecho when we wake up. Lishchoy shalovim shkedim kariach lovey, like we sleep nice and peaceful like a lion. So therefore, since Krishna is also Bezman Shchiv, Bezman Kiva, that's why it would have been fit to say a Parshas Bolak. For the Gemara, if so, why don't we say it? Because the Torah Tzibra says so much. So the Gemara, if so, for Lei Mahay Psukah V'Sula, let's just say this Pasuk and not more. And this wouldn't be such a Torah, this wouldn't be such a bother. So the Gemara says, no, Gemiri, the Klal is, we learned like this, that Kol Parsha de Poska Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinen means a parsha means a posik in the Torah that Moshe divided to make it into a posik. We could say just that one posik, but the loy poska Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe did not make it into psukim. Loy paskin, we cannot divide it up. Smash here. This parsha is not this posik here. Korah Shachav Kariach Lovi Mikamenu is not one posik by itself. So therefore, we can't just say this part. We have to say the whole posik, and that's really too much of a Torah. So, Pasha Sisism of Neimakavu, how come Chazal was committed to say the third Pasha, Mashma the Midi Raisa, you could be Yotzu Krishna with the first two Pashas, that we spoke about as Shitas before? So, how come Chazal was committed to say the third Pasha of Sisis? Tzmarin says, Om Rabbi Yudah Bar Chaviva, Bivnei Shiesh Po Chamisha Dvorim. There are five things in the last third Pasha of Krishna, that's why we say it. First of all, there's Mr. Sisis there, Schatim Risamaisai. Then there's the Inyan of Tias Mitzrayim. Then there's the Inyan of Oil Mitzvahs. The Mekal upon himself to do the Oil Mitzvahs. Rashi says, we say the Pasuk of Yasisem as Kol Mitzvahsai. And then there's also the Das Minim, to stay away from bad thoughts. Das Minim. Rashi says, Minim here means Oysam Ahoivchim Tamitur, people that change around the words of the Torah. Lemidrash Toys, to make it into a mistake, to dash in the wrong way with excuses. Or else, Hero Avera, stay away from Znus, or else the Hero Avodah Zorah, stay away from thinking about Avodah Zorah. So these five dinyonim, that's why we say the Parsha of Sitz is the third Parsha of Krishna. Now the Gemara says, let's see, Bishleim Hanit lost the first ones before Shinan. O Mitzvah says clearly the Chsiv, Urisa Moisar, Schatim is called Mitzvah Hashem. Tzitzis the Chsiv, we also learn Tzitzis. Yitzias Mitzrayim the Chsiv, Asherasasias Amirat Mitzrayim. Elodas Minim, but the last three, Hiru Avera, Hiru Avodah Zorah, how do we know these last three? These three, the Tanya will learn like this. When the Pasuk says, Lo Yisusur Achre Levavchem Zuminis, do not go after this Minis, to dash in the Torah the wrong way. V'chein Wem is also a Pasuk that says, Oma Novo Beliboy, this fool said in his heart, Ein Elohim, there's no Hashem, he doesn't believe in Hashem. Who's called the novel? Menahoifach Divri Lakim Chaim, that changes around the words of Hashem. Then when the Pasuk says, Achray Einechem, don't go after your eyes, Zehira Vera, don't look after Znus. Now come to think about it. Then when the Pasuk says, Vayyayim Shimshim Eloviv, Shimshim sent his father, Oysa Kachli, this one I want to take for a wife, Ki Yishar Beinai, because she's good in my eyes. Does he went after his eyes? Then the Pasuk says, Atem Zoinim, Zehira Avodah Zorah, V'cheinu Weimer, V'ayiznu Achri Abolim, they went after the Bolim, after the Avodah Zorah. So Kitzur, that's what the third Pasha said in Krishma. Toysa speaks out, Dikshu L'kvoye Pasha's Bolik V'Pasha's Krishma, Toysa says, Yisiv Yishalmi, that the Yisiv Gimel Pasha's, all the three Pasha's we have, she'tiknu b'kriyishma lefi shebehen aser asadibris. In these three parshas, you find the aser asadibris. V'ayin boy v'tim sakel. That's why the masakel this and not more. Now, really, the mashor is the question here that we say the it is five. That we have five in yom in this last parsha, and really the Gemara counts a cheshbon of six. So how do we have only five? He says sometimes a nagurus minus to take out the word minus. But he said, even according to our girsa, there is a chilik between minus and avodah zarah. That he wants to say minus means somebody that's kofer in the metzias of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's called minus. The boss says, all my novel believer, any lakim, there's no Hashem at all. And avodah zarah, the pshat is there. Not that you think there's no Hashem, but your mishtatev shem shmaim v'dov racher. He say there is Hashem, just he has a shutif. So both are also. So there are two separate things. So how come we only say five and then we count six? So Mashiach would say it's a chleima. The period said the hero avera, the hero avodah zara, choshev v'chodo. The fact that you maharu after avodah zara, whereas maharu after znus, they're both nichlan the same thing. They're both nichlan hero avera. Now the famous Mishnah says maskiru yitzias mitzrayim b'leilus. There's a mitzvah to be masked to remember yitzias mitzrayim every night. Omer Rabbi Loza ben Azaya. I was only like 70 years old, even though really he was only 18 years old. And we will see the Meister became older that night. So he's like 70, because the Neshama of Shmuel HaNavi came into him. And Shmuel HaNavi was Nifter at 52. So 18 and 52 is 70. He says, Hare ani kiven shiv mshana. And still, v'loi zachisa sh'tiyam yitzias mitzrayim leilus. He wasn't zeicha to have the drasha to say the zachiyah to say yitzias mitzrayim at night time. Ah, Shadosha ben Zayma, two ben Zayma came along and made a drosha. Shinam, the apostle says like this, Laman, Tiskaras Yem Teschem Yemes Mitzrayim, Kol Yemecha Yechem. So what's the lotion of Kol? So he does like this, Yemecha Yechem means a Yom. Every single day there's a mitzvah to be masked to remember the Tiers Mitzrayim. When the apostle says, Kol Yemecha Yechem means Halelos, that even at night time is a special Chiev, at night also to be masked to Tiers Mitzrayim. The Chachamar and the Chachamim say Yemecha Yechem means Olam Hazeh. In this world, you have a chiyuv to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol, when it says Kol Yemecha Yechem, is Lahavi Lemaisa Mashiach. Even Yemaisa Mashiach, there'll also be a chiyuv to be masked Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rashi says here that Maskiun Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilos. Rashi learns a mispasht. This is the third parsha in Shema, B'Kriyishma. And Rashi, because really the Alpha P Shen Lailas Matzitz, even though at night time is not as man of Tzitzis, how come we say it? Still we say it to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Gemara says Tani will learn like this: Omer lehen ben Zayim lechom, ben Zayim sabat lechomim, v'chi maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim lemoisa Mashiach. That is really the main reason why ben Zayim argues on the chomim. That they darshan kol yimecha yechem means love the moisa Mashiach. And Mizraim holds no, Yemoisa Mashiach, you're not going to mention any more Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's his question. For like for Nemah, the apostle that says in Yemiyo, Hina Yom and Boim, come days, new Masham Hashem says, for like Yom and Boim, they won't say anymore, Chai Hashem Asher Hele Espina Yisom Yerot Mitzrayim, that they won't say anymore. But rather, Kiyim, Chai Hashem Hashem Shaliv, Asher Hele, that he took us up, for Asher Hevi is Zerai, based Yisrael, Meeret Svoyna, Mechol HaRotzes, Asher Yedachtem Shom. That to talk about Yitzias, about the third Yitzia by Yemoisa Mashiach. So Mashmu, we're not going to mention any more Yitzias Mitzrayim. So because it is Ben Zoyim Medashim, the Apostle says, Kol Yimechayecho, it means Lohovi Ulkol Aleilois. So that's Ben Zoyim Medrosh, and night time you have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this the Chum said back, no. Omru Loi, the Chum said back to Ben Zoyim, Omru Loi, Loi Shetiak Yitzias Mitzrayim Memkayim. The Apostle doesn't mean to say that there's no more mitzvah to be masked Yitzias Mitzrayim after Yemoisa Mashiach. El rather it's like this. Shetei Shibud Malchi Zikah. The Ikah will mention then, we'll talk about is Yemoisa Mashiach. But Yitzias Mitzrayim Tfeil Loi, it'll still be the Bitov will be secondary to it. But still you'll have the mitzvah. Therefore the Chom Darshin, Kol Yimechiech means love with Moshe Mashiach. And it could be, according to Chomin, there's no mitzvah to be masked Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla, could be. But still we pass the Lachl, like Ben Zoyma, that there is a mitzvah to be masked every night. Ki Yoytze Boi, similar to this, we say, Atoim Yitama this. When the Apostle says in Bereshit, La Yikor Rashim Choyd Yaakov, do not call your name Yaakov anymore, Ki Yim Yisrael Yishmecha. Your name should be Yisrael. On top of that, you Gimel now. So we darshin loy she Yaakov Yaakov mekaymoi. Not that the name Yaakov should be taken away completely. You're not called Yaakov anymore. Like Rashi says, Sherei Metzimu Shakar Kodesh Baruch Yaakov Achazois. we find that Hashem did call his name Yaakov after this. So Mar says, Ella, rather, it's like this, that Yisrael Ikar, your name will be Yisrael. The Yaakov Tofla, the name Yaakov will only be secondary to it. So same thing here also, that by Yemaisa Mashiach, that will be the Ikar, but there will still be an Inyan to be Maskit, Yis Mitzrayim. The Chayin, the way Mesimlid also says, Al Tiskru Rishonois, the Kadmainiois, Al Tisbainanu, means the Darshan, Al Tiskru Rishonois, did not mention what happened at the beginning, Zeshibid Malchis. The Kadmonius, Altis Benin, what does that go on? Zu Yisias Mitzrayim. Do not remember these things. Hid in the Oise Chadosh Ato, Titomach, I'll make something new that will blossom now. So Tony Reb Yosef, Zu Mechomes Goygo Mogai, goes back to Goygo Mogai. That's what we'll talk about. As we say, yes to the Mechomes Goygo Mogai, then we'll only talk about that Mechomes, about Yemaisa Mashiach. We won't have to talk about anymore about Yisias Mitzrayim. The Mora says, Moshe Lamad Davidim, what is this like? It's like, Lodom Shoyim Halach Baderech, a person was walking in the road. Upo Gaboy Zev, he met up with a wolf. Venitz, like he had a fight with a wolf, and Venitz, he was saved from the wolf. Voyim Esaba Baruch was going around telling everybody that I was saved from a wolf. Baruch Maisa Zev, then what happened was, Po Gaboy Reed, later the next day, he met up with a lion, stronger than a wolf. Venitz, he was saved from the lion also. Venitz, Menu. He went around telling everybody how strong he is, that he was saved from a lion. Toga by Nochus, then he met up with a snake. Venitzimimimimim, he was saved from the snake. Shochach, then he forgot about the first two things. Then he went around talking about the Nochus, about the snake. To be saved from a snake. So you see, the bigger thing that happens, that's the one you remember. Is Av Kach, the same thing back to Klai Yisrael. Tzoros, Achroinus, the last tzoros, the last problems they have, and they zeicha to win through them, is Meshkachos Eser Rishonos, that makes them forget the beginning ones. So therefore, that's the Chom Mishita, and this Ben Zoy Mishita to say, that you don't need to be masked, you can destroy him later, B'shas, after Yemaisa Mashiach. Now the Pasuk says, Avrom, it means, Betchil at the beginning, Nas Av Le'aram, at the beginning Avrom was only the Av, for Aram alone. Well, the Pesach at the end, when he steig dois, Nasav l'chol elam kulu eslashen Avraham, he's now enough for the whole world. Sarah, that's the name was first. Sarah. Sarah is the same thing as Sarah. She says, why did we change the name for? Betchila nasa Sarah liyumosa. The beginning, she was like the Sarah, the princess of her nation. Well, the Pesach at the end, nasa Sarah l'chol elam kulu, she became like the prince over the whole world. Princess over the whole world. Rashi says, Sar means Lashon Yochid Mashma Sarisi. Tony Bakapor, but the verse says like this, that Kol HaKoyra Li Avrohom Avrom Oyvi B'Yesei. Now, if somebody would call Avrom Avinu Avrom, he'd be over in Yisra'asei. Shneva, because the Pasuk says, V'o Yishmech Avrom, your name should be Avrom, and not Avrohom, and not Avrom. Reb Lezawai Ma'oyvi B'Lav, you're over Lav also. Shneva, the Pasuk says, for lo yikara oyde shemech Avrom, you should not call your name anymore Avrom. So with this, an Issa Lav and Issa Rasei, not to call Avrom Avinu Avrom, but rather his name is Avraham. For the Gemara of Sarah, Lomiyatis, Soa Kura Lesoro, Soro, somebody calls now Soro Imenu, Sarai, Hochinam Hirosi, you want to tell me that she's over you, over Lav and Issa? Samara says, no. Hosom Kuchibruchu Amali Avrom. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said back to Avraham that Sarai Ishtecho Letikore Eshmo Sarai Kisara Shmo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told this to Avraham, but it's not a tzivah to us, it's only a tzivah to Avraham Avinu, but not a tzivah to us that we can't call a name Sarai. We still have right to call a name Sarai. If the Me'el Lamiyat is so, HaKadosh Li Yaakov Yaakov, somebody calls Yaakov Avinu Yaakov, Hochinam, you also should be over Lav and Issa Torah. As the Pasuk also had before, it says, Lo Yikora, but the Pasuk says, Lo Yikora Shim Choyd Yaakov. Smur says, no, as we had before, Shani Yosem, Deir by Yaakov is different, or Ahadre Kroh, that the Torah himself later calls him Yaakov. So the Pasuk says, For Yomir Lakim Yisrael, Hashem said to Yisrael, for Marasla in the middle of the night, for Yom, and he said, Yaakov, Yaakov. So even the Yiftah, because Rel called him Yisrael, still his name remained to be Yaakov also. Therefore, by Yaakov there's no Issa Hatera. Only by Avram, whoever calls Avraham, here is over in Issa. Mosev Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin, Vitaimasom Ser Rabbi Yosi Bazridi, Atu Hashem Holokim, Asher Bachata Bi Avrom, it says a Pasuk in Nechemya, Asher Bachata Bi Avrom, Mashmi still call Avrom, there's no Issa. Omle, he said back, no, Hosom here, the Pasuk in Nechemya, Novi Hu Dukomesad Leshvacha Rachmona, my the heaven mikara. There the Novi is just saying over the Shvach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rashi says, Mesad Shvacha de mikara, Asher Bachata Boy, V'yoshmoy Avrom, V'samto Shmoy Avrom. Novi just saying what Shvach of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he took Avrom, and from Avrom he made out of him an Avraham. But not that he's calling his name Avram. Avada, now we can't call his name Avram anymore. Rather, his name is Avraham. And the Mashur goes to explain how can we have these three different halachas here, that by Avraham, the other takalav, Nisrasel, Nisalav, not to say Avram. Mashenkin, by Sora, there there's no Issa to call a Sarai. It's only that Avram Avinu calls a Sora. But we can still call a Sarai. And how come by Yaakov, there we say the name is still Yaakov. Just the Iker is Yisrael and the Tufel is Yaakov. How come? So he explained that the Pshat is why Kodesh Baruch Hu changed the name of Avram to Avraham, where the first Avram means Av to Aram. He was only an Av in that city, and there he had a bad mazel. He can't have any children. So Mashenkin later, when he left there, his whole mazel changed, becoming a new person. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu changed his name. There was a Shinu in the mazel. Therefore, we're not supposed to call him back anymore Avram. Mashenkin by Yaakov is not the Pshat that changed the mazel. Some of the Pshat is after he won the Mechoma with the Sar Shalesa, with the Maloch, Kisarisi, he got a new name, a Tosefta's name on him, called Yisrael. But he still retained his name Yaakov. Therefore, by Yaakov, there's no Avera to call him. Yaakov still, only by Avram, there was a complete Shinui, there is an Avera to call Avram, as we knew Avram. Hadjun Alecha Miyemisai. Now we'll start the second parak. The Mishnah says like this, Hoyekoy Rebater, if somebody was reading from a Sefer Torah, and he happened to be reading right now Pasha of Kriya Shema, and also Vegiyaz Mana Mikra, came the time, whether it's in the morning or at night time, it became now the time to say Kriya Shema. So the question is, by him reading this Pasha of Kriya Shema from the Sefer Torah, could it be Yotza the Mitzvah not? So the Mishnah says it depends. In Chivin Libo Yotza, if he has in mind Pasha to learn as Mitzvah Sriches Kavanah, so if he has the mind to be Mekayim the Mitzvah right now, he could be Mekayim Ziyot, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Now, Befrokim means Bein HaPsukim. There is a hefsek between the Pashas, we'll soon see. Later on, the Mishnah will explain what's called Bein HaProkim, in between one Pasha and another Pasha. Here, the Locher is about a hefsek. Can you stop the talk in between? So the Locher is like this. Shoyel Mifnei HaKovit. If you have somebody that's a mechubadik person and you want to give him shalom aleichem, you're allowed to. Or meshiv, but you're allowed to answer back to anybody. Anybody gives you shalom aleichem, you're allowed to answer back to him. That's the law of bein haprokim, bein haparshis. Whoever comes to you and gives you shalom aleichem, you're allowed to answer back. But for you to go to somebody, you should only go if he's a person. If neachovit is the person that deserves respect. Or we answer. What's going to be, if you're in the middle of the Brachas Kriya Shema, or in the middle of Kriya Shema itself, then the locher is Shoyev of Nehayira. You only have a right to go over to give Shalom Aleichem to somebody if you have Yira from him. That's a bigger Madrega, of Nehayira. Rashi learns, Odem Shuyora Miponov, Shelo Yageyu. Rashi learns that you're afraid of the person that he may come to kill you. So tell you the Atakasha, if you're afraid that he'll kill you, Pshita. That about pekuach nefesh, you have to let yourself be killed. So some of the first one, even in Rashi, Avadi doesn't mean to say the guy's really going to come to kill you. Just means you're afraid that a far fetched or something may happen to you, but not that there's a real chashash may come and kill you. Tarkopon mother learns pshat, not that he's afraid of him as the Yirish Rabbi, but means he's an odon choshev that you fear him. So such a person that you have Yirish for the person, like your Rebbe, somebody you have Yirish from, then from him the locher is that. Shoyel, you're allowed to ask him shalom aleichem. Umeshiv, and again, whoever comes to ask you, you're allowed to answer back. Whoever comes and gives you shalom aleichem, even biyemtza perik, you're allowed to answer back. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Biyemtza, if you're in the middle, of the parsha or the middle of Kriyat Shema, so then Shoyim Lefnei Yira, true, you have a right to give Shalom Aleichem to somebody that you have Yira that you're afraid of him, or you're supposed to have Yira for him. Or Meshiv, you could answer back Aleichem Shalom to somebody only though Lefnei HaKavod. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush over Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Pasha said, Or Meshiv, you could answer back to anybody. Anybody that comes to you first to give you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer him back even though you're then Tzaha Parsha. If you don't know, you could only answer back to somebody that gave you Shalom Aleichem if he's a person that deserves to have respect. He's a Mefnei HaKavod. But if the person is not Mefnei HaKavod, you should not answer back. What's going to be the Prokim? Let's say Beina Prokim. Let's say you're at the end of a parak between one Pasha and another Pasha. Then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shalom of Nekovit, the same thing like Rabbi Meir. You're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to somebody only if he's a person that deserves respect. Or Meshav Shalom Lechol Adam. But you're allowed to give back and answer back Aleichem Shalom to anybody that came to you. So Pasha, as it comes out, the only machlokes remaining of Yehuda is whether you could answer back a Be'emtza Perek if a normal person gives you Shalom Aleichem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could answer back, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you could only answer back to an Adam of Nei HaKavod and not Minastam. Now the Mishnah explains, Eilu Haim Bein HaProkim. These are called stops, that's called Bein HaProkim, that you have this hetter to go and give Shalom Aleichem to somebody of Nei HaKavod. Bein Brocha Rishon Lishniyah. After you finish Yoitza Moiris, before you start the second Brocha, that's called Bein HaProkim. In other words, like this, once after Baruchu, once you start the first Baruchu, Tashnagan Mechalon, Yaitzer Oro Vore Chashach, so after that you call B'yem Tza Perek, until the end of this first Baruchu Tashem, Yaitzer Maris. If somebody comes to you after you said Yaitzer Maris before you started that,